February 4th, 2024. Reasons for Security. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10:26-33. Now as we move on in this text, from this mission trip, or headed into this mission trip, we will continue to hear Jesus exhorting and encouraging his disciples. He's in a way giving them reality checks in order to give them courage and security. So today I want to share four reasons for the disciples and for us to have security. I hope they encourage you, and I hope you cling to Christ more because of the implications of each. So here they are. The first security is everything that happens to them or us is known. We'll read it again. So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. You see, nothing is secret. You and I, and the rest of the world, have no secrets. This means that if you get robbed, or spit on, or laughed at, it's not unknown. God sees it. We must believe this. He's telling us plainly. Persecution of any kind is laid bare before God. Fear would take place if there was no hope for justice. If secrets were real, if people really could do something and never answer for it, that would be frightening. This is why we can walk down the street without looking over our shoulders that someone might harm us. They won't. At least, not as often as, or as openly. And why? Well, because we have law. We have police. If men know they will be held responsible, the people around them will have more security, because they won't act out. If they know that there's punishment, they won't act out. Most of them. At least not in the daytime. You see, if a woman has an abusive husband, and she goes her whole life in silence, she will not be robbed from justice. The husband doesn't get off. She may have fear for now, but the lesson is plain. God sees him and the situation. He will make things right. But also, this can motivate you and I to be more risky for Christ. Charles Spurgeon said, "There will be a resurrection of reputations." Meaning we don't have to worry about the wrong done to us. It hurts, this is true. But it won't crush us because we know God sees and will confront the men or women who wronged us. It frees us up not to take justice into our own hands. It frees us up not to become too quickly angered. It frees us up to have more compassion. It's a temporary dishonor. It's like if you were bullied at school and one day, like a big kid came up to you and said, "Don't worry about the bullies. I'll take care of them if they mess with you." You would walk with confidence. And if they mess with you, it would be easier to handle. Why? Because you know you have someone who cares for you. And in the same way, be bold in proclaiming what Christ or what God says. Don't shrink back. He will back us up. Speak boldly. There's another lesson that I'd like to add briefly here. The things that we learn in private are to be shared. The knowledge and insights that you see in your quiet morning are meant to be shared. You need to share them. They're not just meant for you. That's why you need to write articles, make podcasts, share with your family, share with your friends. Encourage and strengthen those around you with what God is showing you in His Word. The lesson is good to learn. The things learned are not only for us, but for everyone in our reach. Make others rich with your riches. Feed them and then take a bag and distribute all you can find. Give it to everyone. Drink and then grab a pitcher. Share what you learn. So the first security is everything that happens to them or us is known. There's no secrets. Whether for the lady who's abused or for the guy who thinks that he's getting away with something, you're not. Nobody is. So find security in that. The second security is that men are not as scary as they appear, because their power, though scary, is limited to earth. God is scary. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both the soul and body in hell. There is a bigger thing to fear than men. Men are fellow kids on the playground. They have threats and will take away earthly stuff and maybe hurt us. They may take us to court or put us in jail. But this stuff is uncomfortable, but be sure of this lesson. All of their threats and actions are temporary. All they can do is kill us. That's it. And only our bodies. You see, we have our fears messed up. We are so nearsighted that we're blind, as the saying goes. And Jesus is giving us a reality check here. Don't fear the kittens in the living room and not the lion on the couch. Men are small compared to God. The worst they can do is kill us, but only our bodies. After that, we face God. They face God. Then the fear we had of them turns into a mist as we face ultimate reality, ultimate power. Like going and facing an angry dog to, or going from facing an angry dog to facing an angry bear. The dog seems like a flea compared to the bear. This is to give us courage, though. To have the right perspective will make these disciples and us more bold. It seems like a threat, but it's meant to give us security. Fear the right thing. Have a proper balance of what's really scary. So again, the second security is that men are not as scary as they appear, because their power is limited to earth. God is scary. He should be feared above anything. Number three, the third security is the sovereignty of God. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. You see, God is sovereign over even the smallest things. More than that, if we see that He cares for the small things, then we should see that He will care for us. He is telling the disciples, "Don't worry, I have you covered." If He notices the birds, who's not made in His image, will He not care for them and us as we spread the news of His kingdom? Because we are made in His image. Don't we have more value? And go read Matthew 6, 25 through 34 again. We must embrace this lesson as the motivation in our feet, the boldness in our hearts, the firmness in our faith. God cares for us and controls everything. He knows how many hairs are on our head. We must not believe he doesn't know what hardship or threat we will face or are facing. Even the secrets, again. We have security. Do you hear it? Be bold. God cares for you and will handle everything as we do his job he has given us. So number three, the third security is the sovereignty of God. He's in control of everything and he cares for you. And lastly, the fourth security is we will be acknowledged by Christ before the Father. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. This is a warning, but also, again, security. There's a lot of security in the fear of the Lord. You don't slap the lion, but be sure if he's on your side, you find security in the power you are afraid of. We hear that we must acknowledge him before men, or we will be denied before the Father. And J.C. Ryle once said, "To do it may cost us much. It may bring on us laughter, mockery, persecution, and scorn. But let us not be laughed out of heaven. Let us recollect the great and dreadful day of account and not be afraid to show men that we love Christ and want them to know and love him also." You see, that is the mission, to show men that Christ loves them. That's your mission. They hate that message. It's the weirdest thing, but they hate that message. But that is your mission. That's what this podcast is for, to show you Christ loves you, to give you security, to give you treasure. That's what we're doing. We must acknowledge him before men. The security that we have then is the expectation of such an awesome reward or outcome of our boldness for him, our love revealed for him. We will do this automatically because we love him, but we must desire other men to love him too. That's our mission. And when we push for them to see Christ, we will find this provokes persecution. But be sure, one day we will stand before the Father and Christ and have a joy that surpasses all things, because Christ will acknowledge us to his Father. That is a motivation and a security that it goes beyond anything you'll ever have. So again, be bold, cling to Christ, seek him, read his word, count him as your only treasure. He's all you need. Do the mission, share his love, and continue, because nothing can stop you. Nothing. There is so much good that he gives and so much reason to be secure. And with this, let us have a happy Sunday.